Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baker Mayfield, some books has the second best odds, some books has the third best odds, but after last night's game concluded, Baker clearly now is number two in the odds market. This doesn't mean that that's how it's going to finish by any means. It's going to move 100 other times, but Patrick Mahomes, after being 8-1, 10-1 at times this year, if not worse, is now the favorite to win his third, right at this point in time,
yep,
MVP. And going through some of the numbers, it's weird how people are pushing back on his season. Let me start with Baker. Baker Mayfield, I do believe if the season ended today,
I think his story's better.
He would win MVP, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But the odds are not reflecting that because it's a season-long award. Baker Mayfield has had sensational numbers. He's got a team that's winning in clutch moments. He also has the narrative on his side. He hasn't won one before. Everybody loves the story. He's also down four of his receivers. At this point in time, it's very impressive what Baker Mayfield is doing. He's leading his division right now. We talk all the time. That's also a qualifier.
Got a better record
for this kind of thing. Got a better record. I have no problem. If someone wants to make the case for Baker Mayfield to be the MVP through 6 weeks, honestly, I have no issue with that. And honestly, I think that's where my vote would be currently. However, all the momentum is in Patrick Mahomes' favor right now. And you were looking up some of the specific numbers. This idea, though, that he, you know, shouldn't be the favorite is laughable, though.
Well, and I think some of it might just be because it's hard, because you got Andy Reid, and obviously we all respect their weapons. For the first time in a long time, we actually think he has people surrounding him, but the numbers are reflecting that. Oh no, Patrick Mahomes finally has people that he can throw to, an offensive lineman who can block. What is he doing with it? He's first in total yards, first in total touchdowns, second in the NFL in touchdown to turnover differential. The only guy better than him is Baker in that category. He leads a large chunk of statistical categories in the NFL, and most people just assume at this point he will eventually go on to win his division and everything else in between. And those first couple of games, people are going to erase. He's doing that. And those first couple of games, people are going to erase because they were like, he had no Xavier Worthy. He had no Rashee Rice. Things were, you know, wonky, and it didn't look the same because you weren't expecting it to be the same. The second he got Worthy back, good to go. And he doesn't even have Rice back, which is why people think these numbers are going to explode.
He's
having a Josh
great.
Allen year, and I think that's throwing people off because I said total yards and total touchdowns. And that's more Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen numbers normally we point
people
out.
Are only looking at passing, and right now his rushing numbers are awfully impressive. That's the complete picture, and he's doing all of it right now. He's been sensational. He also has his best passer rating since 2022. That's a 99 right now. His deepest air yards per attempt, for those that have been critical the last couple of years, understandably so, about, you know, his A-dot, average depth of target and all that stuff. Well, since this is his most deep air yard pass attempts since 2018, it's 8.04, which is very, very good and back on track with what you were seeing in the first couple of years of Mahomes' career. It is way early to declare an MVP or anything like that.
Market will move.
But Patrick Mahomes is right there, and he's the favorite, in fact. Baker Mayfield has got a very strong case. Let's see how this thing works itself out over the next couple of weeks. But you find out, man. I know we know it in Kansas City from a team perspective. How many people, and it's more, I guess it's a fandom thing. Media is more about the Chiefs as a whole. I don't think it's necessarily anti-Mahomes as it is anti-Chiefs. I think just fans are very anti-Mahomes, and so you got to take the social media stuff with a grain of salt, because you mention anything Mahomes on social media, and these, I don't know if it's bots. I don't know if people have like hashtag Chiefs Kingdoms, hashtag Mahomes saved on their Twitter, and they just look it up to get angry all the time or what. People come out of the woodwork. All you say is Mahomes is a favorite, and you got people in your mentions out here saying, only, I mean, one tweet I got last night was, only because the refs want him to be MVP, which is just an idiotic take. Like,
why would the refs care? They get paid more money.
Because, Cody, obviously the NFL has chosen one of the smallest markets in the NFL in Kansas City, Missouri, to be the face of the league. They've chosen that. Not Chicago, not L.A., not New York, not anything like that. They've chosen Kansas City. It makes a ton of sense, right?
No. Yeah, sure. If they want it to make sense, I guess it does. Look at the numbers. Patrick Mahomes is having, once again, a great year. I could give you the pacing stats if you really want, but that's not, like, maybe we'll do that later in the show just so we're not bogging you down with numbers, but mm-hmm. The numbers are there. This is both he has the name cachet and the numbers are there. And you know what his story is? Baker's story is obvious. He is doing it without Godwin, without Evans, now without Egbuka, without Bucky Irving. Every single time.
New OC.
The Tez Johnson clip yesterday was incredible. He talked about it in postgame, and then they released the sideline clip. You guys didn't see it. He's talking to his teammates, and he's like, man, they started chanting MVP. He's like, I haven't done anything this year. He's like, they're talking about Baker.
Yeah, dude,
what do you mean? They're not chanting MVP for you. Yeah. They're chanting it for Baker. So the story with Baker is incredible. Undeniably great. The question is always, can you maintain that level while your receivers are out? He is doing it right now. And if he continues to do it without these guys or does it until they get back and then continues it, honestly, I think Baker will win MVP if that's how this goes down.
He would win it if the season was over today. If the season was 100%. Over, and I would have zero problem with it.
I wouldn't even argue.
The Chiefs are not in first place in the division yet. All that has to factor in. We looked it up on the trends of MVP over the last 15 years or so. But Baker, he deserves to be right there in the conversation. The reason why Mahomes is the favorite is people are, the books and the where the money is headed are banking also on Mahomes amplifying his numbers even more and the Chiefs getting hot. And they're going to, you know, all of that in the history of him being able to do it for a full season. You know, Baker hasn't shown he can do it all year yet. And the big thing for him this year, his interception numbers are way down. Remember last year he put up an insane touchdown. What the heck was that? Touchdown numbers, but the interceptions were very high. That's not the case so far this year.
No, it's different. I mean, he's pacing again, very, very high at this point. And when you start looking at it, and the interesting part is we had Josh Allen included in this conversation and he is certainly going to have a conversation there. What stood out to me
it's not over for him yet either.
No.
I understand last night wasn't good. I understand he's got the third best odds. It is not over for Josh Allen's opportunity to win MVP either.
I think what stood out to me is Patrick Mahomes is one of many quarterbacks this year having very good touchdown to interception and total yardage years. It's not just him, Baker, and Josh Allen. Matthew Stafford has similar stats. Dak Prescott, Sam Darnold, Drake May. There are a lot of guys with close to the same number of touchdowns, close to the same number of interceptions, close to the same number of at least passing yards. I would say Mahomes has jumped it a little bit in the rushing yards. And Justin Herbert, there are a lot of guys. This is maybe one of the more, and I think we said this is a very wide open MVP year. The fact that Patrick Mahomes was like 8-10-1 2 weeks ago, and now he's the co-favorite, probably tells you we could be 2 weeks away from a complete flip of these again.
If the Chiefs, I don't think it'll happen, but let's just say in this hypothetical, it's the NFL, crazy things happen. If Mahomes and the Chiefs don't play well against the Raiders, okay, on Sunday, and it's ugly, all of a sudden, boom, he's back to 5 or 6-1.
Yeah,
and same with Baker. There's also the injury factor with any of these guys. If somebody misses even one game, it can derail your entire MVP path.
Or if Baker, because he, and not to his own fault, is missing every wide receiver on his entire roster, goes out and lays an egg this week, which would be reasonable, again, based on the Bucs' current injury-related issues, I would say that, you know, he'll slide back or whatever comes into play. But if the Chiefs go out and win their next few games, if they go out and beat the Raiders, then beat Buffalo and all this other stuff, well, then we're probably having a different conversation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.